Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it has been said many times, as it is beyond any doubt, that civil society represents one of the essential pillars of democracy. Contribution of civil society to promotion of democratic values, protection and respect for human rights is invaluable. The civil society, civic movements, were at the very heart of the changes and the whole democratic transformation in the former Czechoslovakia and later on in the Slovak Republic. Our own experience shows that the role of the civil society in the democratic society is indispensable. The voice of civil society representatives cannot remain unheard or even ignored. The more conducive and fair environment for civil society is developed, the better prospects for democratic transformation can be reached. It is with much regret that even in the second decade of the 21st century, we are witnessing severe measures against civil society organizations in many parts of the world, and it has been referred to already by previous speakers. Various forms of restrictions on civil society, freedom of expression, freedom of association and assembly, constitute serious impediments to democracy, and in countries in democratic transition may put the whole process at risk. There are several areas related to civil society and the right to freely express its views which constitute a matter of our serious concern. In this respect, let me refer to systemic problems related to restriction of the civil society's freedom of expression, in particular, legislative framework on the NGOs, police harassments, threats and inspections against civil society carried out without justified legal grounds, violent attacks against civil society resulting into deprivation of freedom or even lives of many of its representatives are unfortunately no exception. Therefore, I highly appreciate the role of community of democracies, its enthusiasm and engagement in promoting and maintaining democratic values around the globe. Slovakia is proud to be an integral part of these efforts. First of all, our own experience serves as an inspiration to help strengthen emerging civil societies in other countries that are either in the early phase of transformation to democracy or still under totalitarian regime. It is very natural that after successfully completing our own transformation from a recipient country to a member of a donor community, we began to share our experiences. Since 2003, since when established, Slovak Aid has been focused on building democratic institutions and civil society in Western Balkans, Eastern Europe, Central Asia or Mediterranean. More than one-fifth of the Slovak official development assistance is focused on knowledge sharing in this area. With an assistance of traditional donors, we've created development aid instruments capable to provide timely and well-focused response to the operational demands of our foreign partners by means of tailor-made consultations, expert assistance, or internships. With this intention, we create a Center for Experience Transfer in Integration and Reforms in the Ministry of Foreign and European Affairs. For already one decade, we have contributed to capacity building of the civil society and expert community in Serbia, Montenegro or Macedonia, supporting the integration process to the European Union. Via our NGOs, we implement projects in Belarus and Ukraine, stimulating public debate, fostering public policy and increasing the analytical community's research capacity. In Moldova, we are reinforcing sectorial capacities of local NGOs and help them to become part of the Moldovan decision-making processes. Our NGOs have successfully developed projects called National Convention, which has been already successfully implemented in Ukraine, Montenegro and Moldova, and it's about to be implemented in other countries. The project aimed at establishing dialogue between government and civil society in partner countries. During these 10 intensive years of providing development aid, we have learned that our first-hand experience are valuable and appreciated. However, they cannot be copy-pasted without respecting different cultural environment and historical backgrounds. In this respect, our co-chairing the Community of Democracy Task Force for Tunisia provided us with invaluable experiences, and I shared the lessons learned in Tunisia with you yesterday in more detail, so I'm not going to repeat it now. Ladies and gentlemen, 2013 could be a crucial year for democratic transition in many parts of the world. With this in mind, countries struggling for democratization should use all available tools and resources, including the European Union financial instruments. In this regard, the European Endowment for Democracy, a new structure autonomous from the European Union, with the main objective to support unsupported, should be referred to. The European Endowment for Democracy's mission is to provide quick and flexible financial support to main pro-democratic movements in third countries, with initial, although not exclusive, focus on the European neighbourhood. Slovakia was among the EU member states that supported the creation of the European Endowment for Democracy from the very beginning. Our contribution is both financial and personal, and we are pleased that the Slovak candidate was elected as a member of the Endowment's Board of Governance for one of the three positions reserved for civil society representatives. The recent story of Slovakia could be briefly wrapped up in few points. Established 20 years ago, starting to build its statehood and democratic institution from scratch, and successfully transformed from a net recipient to a steady member of donor community. I believe this could be an inspiration for our community of democracies, and we are ready and pleased to continue sharing it with you. Thank you for your attention.